Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Love chatting with Lindsay L, and that's who we're chatting with right now. Lindsay, what's going on? Where are you today?
I'm at home in Nashville. It is like beautiful spring here, which is, it feels unfair. My parents just sent me a picture of their backyard and they just got like a good layer of snow.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who Alberta pissed off in Mother Nature's world, but it's bad there. Man.
Dude, it looks so terrible. Yeah, how's it up by you?
It's, you know, 10 or 11 today. It's sunny, but it was, you know, we've had wind and it's like we have one nice day of teasing nice weather and then it's cold for a couple, but it will get, it's April. Everyone keeps reminding me it's still just April. So
totally. It's April. We're on our way. We're headed in the right direction.
One of the first interviews I was thinking about this that I did during the pandemic when I set all this stuff up from home was with you. You were one of my first interviews on my podcast that I started right when the pandemic was going on. So I'm still at home and you're still at home. So things haven't changed, I guess, for us so much. But you're playing shows now, which is good. And you're doing TV stuff, which is good.
So true. You know, and I will say though, that over the pandemic, I've gotten a lot more grateful to be at home. I mean, you know, I've kind of gotten into my routine and the fact that we can still work from home and do our jobs and yet be connected all around the world. It has turned into like kind of a nice, happy accident, you know? Mm-hmm.
No, I hear you. Okay. So let's talk about the TV thing first, because I think it's so cool that you're on Canada's Got Talent and hosting it. Now, how did that come about? Did you try for this? Is there like an application process or did someone just say, hey, that Lindsay L, she's really cool?
You know, it felt like everything coming together, the world and universe coming together at the perfect time. I've been wanting to get involved in TV and film for a while now. You know, music will always be my first and foremost love, but I truly love television and I love that it lets me show a part of my personality that is that I can't always convey through recording in the studio or on stage. And so honestly, when my team pitched me the CGT hosting job, I was like, this is so perfect. And even so perfect because I love being able to wave my Canadian flag proud. And a show like Canada's Got Talent, I mean, the Got Talent brand gives a stage for performers of all walks of life. You know, that's the thing I really love about it. It's not just singers. It's not just musicians, but it's acrobats and dancers and comedians and, you know, people who want to break world records. Like it's everything. You have a talent, we have a stage for you.
So cool. What has surprised you the most about TV? What was something that you wish you had have known going into doing a TV show that you're like, man, I...
Shiloh. Oh my gosh, yes. The thing that has surprised me the most about TV is how much work it is. You know, you really think that, oh, you know, they're just in there and they shoot it and then it's edited and it goes on the TV. And it's just like, we're working probably 16-hour days every day and just the amount of content and angles that you need to shoot something with and like couple of takes to necessarily get something right. And, you know, of course, like the performance itself from a lot of acts is only a one-time thing, but all of the production around it is just so incredibly intricate. I just have a whole newfound appreciation for anybody who works in TV because it's truly an art. And it just feels like an honor to be a part of a show where, you know, 100 people are putting their day-to-day blood, sweat, and tears in for a year just to hopefully get a hit and get renewed for another season.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Who's helping you the most of the on-camera people? Who's the person that's really sort of taking you under their wing?
Well, you know what? I will say Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel has just been so gracious, so kind, and so helpful, you know, in one of our first couple days of shooting, he came up to me and he's like, Lindsay, you're really good. Like, I can't believe this is your first show. You're really good at this. And he's just been like sort of my coach and champion. You know, Howie is, by the way, like so cool. He is just as cool as you hope he would be in person. You know, like he's making jokes left, right, and center and just so funny. And, he's such a good dude. And so, yeah, I'm so grateful to be able to work with him on the show.
And you say you want to get into maybe some more shows even after the 16-hour days. I love this. Tim McGraw talking about his time on 1883 and saying, you know, it's so hard for musicians to do it because we have to get up at sunrise now. Like we're working first thing in the morning. What kind of show would you do if it wasn't like a competition show? What kind of, you know, what could you see yourself doing?
Gosh, I mean, it's been so cool to see Tim and Faith in 1883. I mean, they just are so good in their roles. I think it would be fun to do something scripted. You know, obviously there's the scripted and then there's the unscripted world of reality TV and competition shows. And I love both of them for different aspects. It's almost just like writing a song and recording a song and performing a song are all different parts of the brain. Mm-hmm. And so I think it would be a lot of fun to do something scripted, you know, maybe they can have a 1883 sequel and I can be Tim and Faith's daughter.
That'd be good.
I mean, dream come true.
Hey, you get working on that and we'll leave TV, but I do have one more question. Some of these people that are coming and competing are so young and they're so talented. Can you imagine yourself on one of those TV shows back when you were just starting out or before anyone knew you? I mean, how nervous must these people be? And do you think you could have done that growing up?
Yeah, I've thought about that a lot. And in one respect, I think it really helps me as host for CDT because I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to stand on stage and be completely terrified and have a performance go exceptionally well or have a performance go exceptionally terrible. I mean, I've been in all of those places. And so I can really be that, you know, sort of best friend on the side of the stage being like, you've got this, don't worry about it. Or after their performance, depending on how it went, be like, that was amazing. Or be like, you know, it didn't quite go how you wanted it to out there, but you've got this. Like, you're gonna learn from this so much and kind of give them those encouraging words. I think that if I were a little girl, like just starting out, you know, 14-year-old Lindsay, I definitely would have, if Canada had a show, like a talent show like that, I definitely would have auditioned for it. I think I would have been completely terrified. But I think that's all part of it. You know, you get better at doing your job by doing it.
Simon Cowell's coming. I saw that too. That's gotta be fun.
Yeah. We are so excited. It's the live finale on May 17th and Simon Cowell will be in the house. I'm so happy that he's going to be able to be there. And, you know, we'll all get to learn from him and hear his comments of the act. So it's
I think
cool.
I think I still have stress disorder from watching him on the American Idols from way back in the day. I just, you know, I feel being in a room with him, I would just want to just, you know, hide a little. I'm just saying, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm just saying, but.
Dude, I know. It's I'm just going to go in with my shoulders broad and my armor thick and ready for
That's
anything.
Right. Okay, so you are known as a lot of things in your music worlds. You're known as a hell of a guitar player. I still love Brantley Gilbert's description of you when I interviewed him on a podcast saying that you're a road dog, and you are. You play everywhere.
But you've
really started, and I don't know if it was just it just sort of happened this way, but you've really started to mix a lot of important messages in your songs as well. Telling stories and encouraging people or, you know, making people feel that, you know, they're not alone in their struggles or whatever that is. Has that been a sort of a thing that you've always been thinking about in your songwriting? Or are you just realizing that people need these songs and that makes them more special for you than maybe some of the earlier stuff?
You know, I think it's what really makes country music so special and so different, in the fact that we really want our songs to mean something and to say something. And so being able to write a message into a song lyric with a catchy melody and a catchy rhythm is just one more great thing, you know, to come along to the party. I've always been, as a songwriter, wanting to sing songs that mean something and that will invoke a feeling in people and to have them relate to some sort of emotion I'm going through and be like, oh my gosh, I've been there. I know what that feels like. And so the fact that I can write a song like Right on Time, for instance, at this point in my life, and it is something that I just effervescently fully feel and have been navigating through this, it means I can sing that song from a place of just such, I don't know, reality, to be honest, and hopefully be able to connect to a lot of other people who need to hear that message. You know, I wrote Right on Time when I just turned 30, and I was seeing all of my friends, Shiloh, were getting married and having babies and doing all of these life things. And I was just feeling so much pressure that I was falling behind. I wasn't doing what I wanted to in my career. And I was just questioning myself a lot. And I think that society does this to us left, right, and center, you know, and social media does it to us left, right, and center, and specifically to women. I mean, we just have so much pressure on us, even just from a biological clock standpoint, but so much pressure on us to succeed in a career or start a family or do all these things in a textbook white picket fence kind of way that I just don't think we need to endorse those rules for our life. And I think it's really important to, you know, bring home the message that we're all on our own trajectory and we're all writing our own story and we get to write that story. Nobody else writes it for us.
Did you get that message, like, you know, did you write that song before you turned 30? So when your 30th birthday came, you were, did you deal with it better than I did for my 30th birthday? Man, I remember my 30th. I was fine until everyone kept reminding me that I was 30. And then I think like a couple of days before, I mean, after, oh man, you're almost 30. You're almost 30. And then I got thinking, man, dude, I really am almost 30, you know, and I had a little hard time with 30. I got to be honest. It was tough.
Right. And there you go, Chello. This is what I'm talking about. Like, why is it tough? Because, like, is it tough because we feel from other people that you should be at a different place than you are at in life? And it's like, no, we're not going to endorse those fake beliefs. Like, you are exactly where you're supposed to be and you're doing incredible things and you are going through your life in the way that you're supposed to be. And it's like, I'm with you. I actually wrote this song after I had turned 30. And so I had also the terrifying birthday of, oh my gosh, I'm 30. Like, I've switched decades. What is happening? And at the same point, it's like, no, like, you are right on time. You are right on time with where you're supposed to be in life.
Are you getting any time to do some shows? Can people see Lindsay L this summer, like the festival circuit? What do you got going on for shows?
I'm so excited to be back out on the road. I mean, last year we just started touring. We were out with Blake Shelton last year, and this year we've been busy playing festivals. I'm touring with the Cadillac 3 in the UK later this year, as well as we'll be going over to Australia. And then, Shiloh, I will be opening with the one and only Shania Twain at Boots and Hearts. I am so excited. I cannot wait. I'm so honored to open for her. She's just been an idol of mine ever since I was a little girl. And so I'm really looking forward to this year.
Let's talk about that. Maybe you don't want to tell her this story, but you can tell me, did you ever cover when you were a little girl, a Shania song? Did you karaoke one? Did you cover one?
All the time.
So this is going to be really cool for you. Man.
So cool. It's so crazy. I still have pinch me moments where I'm like, is this really happening? This is insane.
Would you ever do a collaboration with, like, could you be like, hey, can I come on stage and sing this song? If you could do that, if you could sing one Shania Twain song with her.
Oh, gosh, this is such a difficult question. I probably would say that don't impress me much, because I just remember, like, that music video, that guitar riff. I covered that song in my show for so long, and it was just always one of those things that would make people instantly get up on the dance floor. It was such a moment of, like, a woman standing in her pure zone of confidence, and that's just infectious. Like, that kind of energy is so infectious to watch and sing along and be a part of. And so, yeah, probably that don't impress me much.
Gonna see Lindsay throughout the next little while on TV. Is it a Monday, Tuesday? I'm trying to 2 days a week, isn't it?
Yep. We CGT airs every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And yeah, so every Tuesday, watch us. And for sure, don't miss the finale on May 17th. It's going to be a show you're not going to want to miss.
I think I thought it was Monday, Tuesday, because I see your commercial for it all the time. I feel like it's on every day at my house, Lindsay, just saying.
That's amazing. I love that.
It's like almost every other commercial. I guess I'm just watching the right stuff. Enjoy that. Have fun on TV, and we'll chat again soon. And maybe we can catch up after your Shania performance and see if she actually did let you do a song with her. I think Harry Styles did some. With her like a week ago.
He did. You're right, at Coachella. That was so cool to see. And yes, I would love to connect after Boots and Hearts, Shiloh. We will definitely make that happen, and we can like recap the night.
All right, because you know, she's gonna sing with Harry Styles. She definitely should sing with Lindsay L.
I mean, right? Sign me up.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.